In the studio with us, we have some folks going to talk about the Old Time Music Festival this coming weekend in downtown West Plains. So who wants to go first?
Melissa, you go first, because there's lots of things that I'll chime in on, but she's got the nitty-gritty here.
Okay, lay it on us. Melissa, you get to go first.
Well, we've got the Old Time Music Ozark Heritage Festival this Friday and Saturday in historic downtown West Plains. It's going to be down around the Civic Center, East Main Street. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 9 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday. We have an outside stage on the east lawn of the Civic Center, and then we'll be indoors in the Civic Center Theater with people live on stage, starting at noon both days, running outside until 9 o'clock at night, and then inside noon to 1, ending up about 6 p.m. that night. We also have workshops going on. We've got the Brush Arbor set up with cooking demonstrations, blackberry cobbler, venison chili. We've got a pie contest. We've got jig dancing contests. We've got square dancing. We've got demonstrations of spinners and weavers and soap makers and jewelry making and barnwood painting. And we have a bucket brigade. We've got a mule jump. And food trucks and vendors. And it's all free.
Everything but the kitchen sink.
That's right.
We're looking for those kitchen sink stories, too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can round you up some.
You know, this festival is the community's festival. That's why it changes from year to year. But generally speaking, it's that community participation that makes it so unique and so lovable for everybody who wants to come. It's their hometown thing.
All right. Now, who's some of the folks that are going to be doing some singing?
Well, that's kind of exciting. It's all, you know, they've kind of shifted this to be locally driven so that... 99% of the people who are going to be on the stages are local people, local regional people, maybe coming as far as Springfield. There's a group coming from, I think, Minnesota that we've had before, the Rowe family. They go on tour, and then they always end their tour here because when we booked them, they just loved coming here so much that they're probably coming the farthest, you know, but we have all kind, you know, the Shortleaf Band was popular many years ago, and they've come back the last few years. They've got new renditions of that band. There's going to be some jazz blues singers coming in from Springfield called the Hoe Cakes. Isn't that funny? That's supposed to be. Yeah, they're blues singers. And, you know, so it's just this amalgam of string bands, old-time string bands, which are really the old-time music. And it consists, you know, fiddle, banjos, mandolins, dulcimers. We've got hammer dulcimers. We have lap dulcimers, you know, the country, what do you call that? The lap dulcimers. So there's a combination of all different things. And you're going to find workshops on those things. We have a harmonica player, Seth Schumate, comes in from, he's now in Tennessee. He used to be in Arkansas. But he's a solo harmonica player, and they'll be doing workshops. And so it's just a little bit of everything. That jig dancing is a stuff that, you know, it started with an Irish tradition, Irish step dancing tradition, and then the United States molded it into really being traditionally ours and not European. But you look at it, you watch the people jig, and these are people. We've had contestants in that thing that were 90 years old. You know, we got jiggers that have been in this for three generations. I think the youngest jigger was like 18 months old. I've got videotape of him. You know, his mother, she wanted to sign him up. I said, are you sure he jig dances? She said, it looks like jig dancing. This little kid didn't even talk, you know, but she got him on stage. And I said, okay, started the music. And he looked out of the stage and he wouldn't move. And she kept saying to him, you know, do what you're doing from the TV. And he kept looking at that audience. And finally, something clicked in his head. And that kid started jigging all over that stage. It was the cutest thing. But anyway, he was the youngest. We got 90-year-old and maybe 90-plus as the oldest. But we have these categories in the middle. And we have some workshops that'll teach people how to do this stuff, too. You've never seen it. It's just so worthwhile. So worth just a trip to come down and see something like that. Mule jumping, you know, Missouri has the most mule jump contests in the country. the state with the most mule jump contests. And these mules jump, and it's not a running start jump. They come to the bar. They come up to the bar. They stand at that bar, and they go boing. They boing straight up and over the bar. There's no running start on these things, and they were trained to do this because the hunters would take them hunting, and they needed to have something that would go over fences so they wouldn't have to figure out a way to get to pick up whatever they had killed. You know, sometimes it was a deer, sometimes it was squirrels or raccoons, but these small mules, they're small-sized mules, did that. And it's a fascinating contest to watch because those mules just go right up to that bar and they hop over it, and it's big. That bar is going to go higher, taller than you, Rick. Tall. It's going to be, the winner will be jumping a height taller than you.
Okay, I believe you.
We're also collecting mule stories. If you know anybody out there that's got the mule stories of raising them or, you know, using them for, we used them for all kinds of things in this region, you know, the logging and the hunting and all that stuff, the natural resource stuff, but yeah, we're looking for people who might have stories or families with stories.
All right. Now, this is all going on this weekend.
All this weekend. Civic Center is where it's headquartered out of. So if you find the Civic Center in West Plains, you're going to find this festival.
Okay. Now, what's the times again?
10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday.
All free.
And bring your lawn chairs.
Lots of food.
Bring your lawn chairs. Bring your
lawn
kids.
Yeah.
Bring your grandma,
kids.
Grandpa.
Bring your dog. I don't know that you can take your dog inside, but you can, you know, dogs are welcome on the outside of that Civic Center. And yeah, they're a lot of fun. What we always say is it's a family event and you bring whatever your family is. And sometimes it, you know, it just takes different shapes. And
in saying that, there's also a beer garden.
Yes.
So basically what you need to do is just come for the blackberry cobbler.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to have ice cream?
I wanted to be one. Yes, there will be ice cream. I wanted to be one of the pie judges for the pie competition. They won't let me be a judge. I don't know why, but I'm going to find this out.
It's your reputation for eating cobbler. That's what it is.
Well, I actually liked that squirrel pot pie. For years and years, we did the squirrel pot pie because we had somebody who came in with a recipe for it and said, she said, this is an old family recipe. And then Judy Harden took it, and she said Judy wanted her to be on the stage. And she said, no, she wouldn't appear on stage, but she would allow us to use the recipe, and that thing took on a life of its own. You know, we had squirrel pot pie for years, and people would still come back and request it. Anthony Bourdain came down here to do a show on cooking in the Ozark. We sold him on the suckers, you know, spearing suckers in the current river, took him out there, and we had to give him squirrel pot pie. He was fascinated.
He'll eat anything.
He would.
All right, now let's see, how can they get some more information before the festival?
They can visit oldtimemusic.org. It'll have the complete schedule on there, any information you should need.
Sounds good. And if they, can we still get registered up if they want to get entered into any of these things going on?
Yes, they can. You know, I'm not sure about the jig dance competition registered the day up. You can just show up to that competition. I think it's 2:00 on Saturday. No pre-registration for that one. The mule jump, of course, you got to bring mules to that. As also happens Saturday at 7 p.m. But if you have a mule, you don't have to pre-register. Just truck it down. The Senior Citizens Center allows us to use their lot to park all our animal trailers in. Yeah, we'd love to have people that hear that there's a competition going on and bring a mule in.
All right. Sounds good. It's going this Friday and Saturday down by the Civic Center. So everybody's encouraged to come to West Plains and check it out. I guarantee you, you'll want to come back next year.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we
always like ideas, too. So if you have any ideas on how we can make our festival better, that we always appreciate that, too. We take comments from the community all the time.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, ladies. We look forward to seeing you this weekend. All right.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Old Time Music Festival coming up this Friday and Saturday in West Plains at the Civic Center.